The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over many waters. Not only because this is the end of the first week of the Epiphany of our Lord and our church's celebration of the baptism of our Lord, but also in light of the weather this past week, it's appropriate that our catechism reading for this morning should remind us of the power and the significance of baptism. This has been a week of water. Indeed, as we think back even to Christmas and to tsunami, as we reflect on the California mudslides and the flooding that is and has been occurred throughout our nation, this has been a season of many waters. And with that has come the reminder, as we heard already on Wednesday, of Romans chapter 8, where St. Paul writes, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of God's sons. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope." Subjected it in hope. Without the word of God, the water is simple water and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is a baptism. A gracious water of life and a washing of regeneration, we confess. But what does that really mean? Well, it means that the Father loves us. It means that Christ has died for us. It means that his Spirit calls us to be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness. It means that even in the midst of nature's groanings, our God is in charge, so that the old Adam may daily die as the new person comes forth and arises to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. What a promise. What a gift. It's a promise that goes with each one of us as we make our daily rounds, as we go to classes and teach classes, as we go home and to the store and to wherever else we might be going. It is the promise that empowers our ministry and our service to one another. And it is the promise that the men whose calls we will shortly recognize will carry with them as they, as called and ordained servants of the word in the near future, proclaim the word and forgive the sins of many. You know, even after 34 years in the ministry, I just can't understand how that can be. Who are we that our God should grace us with his presence and with the power of his word? And yet he does. On Tuesday, as Dale Meyer called on us to be one-armed preachers who speak of the power and the glory of God without wavering, the thunderstorm that rolled through in the middle of that sermon reminded me of our psalm. You see, I'd already read it and was already meditating in preparation for today. But I wasn't sure what to make of it at that point, other than to allow it to remind me again that God does thunder over the many waters as his word is proclaimed and his people are called to faith. And then yesterday, as we sat in chapel during another downpour, that was the one that preceded the snow, if you'll remember, I and several others, maybe you too if you weren't paying close attention to the sermon, noticed a small flock of sparrows who were struggling for position in the shelter of the stained glass window behind our altar. It was fascinating to see them resting on the ledge in the midst of that thunderstorm, that rainstorm, in the shadow of the symbol of the God who thunders over many waters and who even knows when a sparrow falls to the ground. But it reminded me that it isn't just Jesus who cares for us. It isn't just the Holy Spirit who loves us and calls us to be his own, but it is the whole fullness of our triune God who comes to us, makes us his own, and puts us to work in his kingdom. Even as the Father spoke at Jesus' baptism and the Spirit descended in the form of a dove on the incarnate Son, even so, the triune God is the one who calls and empowers us for lives of faith and lives of ministry. The psalmist says it this way: The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over many waters. Bob, Monty, Butch, William, Grant, Charles, all of you, may our God of glory bless your continued work in his kingdom as he thunders over many waters through you. And may he bless all of us as we live under him in his kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.